Listening 51 Daily Press. Even in the age of television and the internet, the daily press has an important role to play, informing its readers about the latest news in political, cultural and economic life. There are interviews with famous personalities. The papers give us the most important sports results. One of the sections is advertisements, personals being quite popular. The front page contains the hottest political issues from both inside and outside the country, sometimes with documentary photos. Some dailies like to put an editorial on the front page, written either by the editor-in-chief or some other important personality, on some of the political or economic issues. Papers are dailies or weeklies, and readers may receive them early in the morning through newspaper delivery or buy them at the newsstand. It is also possible to subscribe to papers. Each paper gets the information from press agencies or from its own correspondents. Correspondents working abroad are well acquainted with the country they are based in and supply their editors with reliable news. Inside, there is news of various areas of everyday life, both from inside and outside the country. As well as political issues, culture is a popular section. Culture vultures are interested in what the editors think about the latest cultural achievements. These reports or reviews must be written by well-informed people, as they have a massive influence on their readers. Sports is an extremely popular section too. Sports fans find the results of various sports matches and the opinions of sports editors on the course of the matches. This section occupies the last pages of each paper. However, some news is sad. There is a section on things such as road accidents, robberies, or even murders. Obituaries inform readers about the deaths of famous personalities such as politicians, writers, actors, etc. Satirical essays are popular as well, and almost every reader likes reading them. Supplements are extra pages put inside the main newspaper. There are various supplements, and it is up to the editors to decide when to publish their supplement and what to include in it. In general, there are large supplements, appearing once a week, normally on Thursday or Friday, and these contain a mixture of news and entertainment for everyone to choose what they like. Small supplements accompany the newspaper on a daily basis, each day specializing in one topic, such as hobbies, job advertisements or housing. Job and personal advertisements are among the most popular sections. In addition, supplements may specialize in something that is topical at that time of the year. For example, taxes in the spring or universities in the autumn, and to give ample details on these issues to the general public. Broadsheets or quality papers are larger in size. All the quality papers are now in colour. The text is serious, reliable, and unemotional. Tabloids are smaller in size. They have shorter texts with many coloured pictures, and there are large headlines that tell the whole story. The first paragraph is called the intro and is written in bold type. They are not very serious, containing just gossip and sensational news. The information they give is very subjective. The names of the main four quality papers are The Times, The Daily Telegraph, The Guardian, and The Independent. The tabloids with the biggest circulation are The Daily Mirror, The Sun, or The People.